Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jimmy Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Terry Moore. Batting third. The right fielder, Pepper Martin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ernie Coy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Orengo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clyde Schon. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Clyde Schon. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orengo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy bunts towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo strikes out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Owen reaches second base with a double. Coy moves to third. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is walked intentionally. Clyde Schon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schon bunts beyond first. Bonura can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Coy scores. Owen moves to third. Marion moves to second. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mize strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orengo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Orengo strikes out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coy moves to third. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marion hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shawn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orengo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lieber throws the ball into Herman, who tags Martin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brown scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orengo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orengo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Worstler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Coy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lieber. Coy reaches second base with a double. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0 for 2 in the game. Orengo bunts towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Coy moves to third. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Owen reaches second base with a double. Coy scores. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Marion is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde Sean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sean is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sean hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Owen scores. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Larry French. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes D'Alessandro trying to get to third. Martin throws the ball into Brown, who tags D'Alessandro for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman bunts towards the mound. Sean fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 2 in the game. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Coy hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0 for 2 in the game. Orengo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marion for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Worstler hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Maddock pinch hits for Charlie Root. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Raffensperger now pitching. Clyde Schon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Schon hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Two outs. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schon fields it and throws to first for the out. Gleason moves to second. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.